Hello, my name is Brian Keller. I'm an evangelist for Microsoft, and I focus on application lifecycle management and DevOps practices. In today's video, I'm going to be talking about the new cloud deployment projects, which ship as part of the new Azure SDK. These projects allow you to really move to an infrastructure and configuration as code practice, which is an important tenet of DevOps. Now, if you've read the Phoenix Project, you're probably already familiar with the three ways of DevOps. These are the ways that most organizations tend to adopt DevOps in various stages. The first of those stages is really being able to automate the provisioning and the configuration of your deployments. Along the way, you might also want to adopt a more formal release management pipeline for helping you to orchestrate the releases across dev, test, staging, and production. Now, the second way of DevOps is really focused on getting smart information about your applications from those environments back into development so you can make smarter decisions about what to build next, what bugs to fix, that sort of thing. And once you've done this, you can really start to unlock some of the newer approaches like lean development, build, measure, learn, hypothesis-driven development, and so on. But in today's video, I'm going to be focusing on the first way of DevOps, and that is, how do you move from a traditional deployment model to one where you might be automating 90 or upwards of 90% of your activities so that you can quickly push out to those environments and be able to deliver value more quickly to your customers? Let's take a closer look at cloud deployment projects. Here I have an existing ASP.NET MVC solution that I've been working on. I'm going to add a new cloud deployment project to this solution so that I can begin to capture my infrastructure and configuration requirements as code. I'll just add a new cloud deployment project, and we'll give it a name. When we do this, Visual Studio is going to suggest several different templates for me, which might match the type of solution that I have. I can use the new template wizard to automatically inspect my existing solution and make some suggestions. I'll just select my startup project, and notice that it already found my database project for me. I'll click OK, and this is going to generate my new cloud deployment project. Let's take a look at that project. The first thing to notice is that there's actually multiple topologies represented here. Notice that I have a developer topology and a production and a QA topology. Each one of these topologies is responsible for deploying my application, but it might deploy it in a slightly different manner. So for example, let's take a closer look at the JSON file that represents my developer topology. Here you can see that I'm using small virtual machines. I might want to make smart use of my MSDN credits. And then here I'm also enabling the remote debugger, which allows me to easily remote into those machines from Visual Studio so that I can debug my applications running in those environments. Of course, I wouldn't install the remote debugger in my production environment, but that's something that I, of course, would benefit from greatly by having it running in my development environment. If instead I take a look at my production environment, you can see that this is a much longer JSON file, and that's because we're setting up multiple machines in an N-tier environment as opposed to my developer environment, which just uses a single machine. You can also notice here that we have a medium VM size because we want to make sure that we give our customers the best responsiveness. This is a great file for you to collaborate on with the IT professionals that you work with, because you can easily go in here and see exactly which port requirements and all the other various components you're going to need on those machines so that your IT administrators understand exactly what you're requesting as part of your application deployment. Now let's go ahead and deploy this. Now you'll see that we've introduced a new node within Team Explorer called Environments. The Environments Hub lists all of the environments that I've already deployed to. In my case, I actually want to create a new deployment. So I'll just select New Deployment up here at the top, and I'll generate a new environment based on this. Now the environment is going to be stored in my Visual Studio Online account. This is an environment that you can use over and over again, and you can even share it with the other people on your team, such as your testers who need to access it to test your code. Here you can see a list of all of the Azure subscriptions that I've registered with my Visual Studio Online account. This can even include my MSDN developer subscription, which gives me a certain number of monetary credits each month that I can use for dev test credits. We'll just give my environment a unique name. We'll decide where we want to deploy this. Notice I can decide whether or not I want to share this environment with the others on my team. And lastly, I need to select a storage account. The storage account is going to be used to temporarily upload the components that make up my application to the cloud so that when we're provisioning the resources in the cloud, my cloud resources can access those components to be deployed into those environments. Now we're ready to click deploy, and my application is going to be compiled locally. It's then going to be uploaded into that cloud storage account, and from that, it's going to take those components and start to provision the resources that I require. Now, this will just take a few minutes, so let me show you instead an existing environment that I deployed to earlier. Notice in this environment that we give you an activity node that allows you to see all of the previous operations which took place on this particular environment. I can take a look at our QA environment. And this also has a history to it. So this allows me to easily understand what everybody on my team is doing as they're compiling their changes locally, they're checking these into their various environments, and hopefully as you keep progressing towards releasing this to your real customers, you're running some tests against those environments and you're discovering bugs before they make their way out into production. The one last thing that I'll show you here is the ability for you to take these same configuration and infrastructure as code artifacts and turn these into a formal release pipeline. We have a solution called Release Management for Visual Studio, which has historically been available for customers using Team Foundation Server on-premises. I'm pleased to announce that we've now made Release Management available as a service, which runs as part of Visual Studio Online. And so now you no longer need to set up your own release management server to take advantage of that. I can get started with using a formal release management pipeline by selecting an existing build definition where I'm compiling and deploying my application to these environments, and I can say set up and manage these releases. At this point, it's going to give me the option of mapping the environments that I've configured to the various pipeline stages that I might want to use in that particular release management pipeline. I'll keep this simple, so I'll select a development and a production environment. And I'll click on Create. This is now going to create a release management pipeline for me in my Visual Studio Online project, which I can then begin to use as a way to manage my release across those various environments. The release management client allows me to manage the various pipeline stages, and one of the things that it easily enables me to do is actually start to set some parameters around who's allowed to actually push releases to each environment. So, for example, I might have a rule which says that before anything is allowed to go out to the production pipeline, Brian Harry has to sign off on it in the QA environment. That's very easy for me to model, and now I click on Save, and now this exact business rule is going to be enforced anytime I push code from Visual Studio Online out to these various environments. So what you've seen in this demonstration is how cloud deployment projects allow you to more easily embrace an infrastructure and configuration as code approach, which allows you to start moving one step closer to a DevOps culture of releasing more frequently with confidence to deliver value to your customers in a much more streamlined fashion. Thank you for taking the time to watch this video.